Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado may need to open a new prison to deal with the rising number of inmates. Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Governor Polis's office gave the legislature's Joint Budget Committee two options this week: buy and renovate a shuttered facility or contract with a private company to reopen one. But opening one prison could cost around $200 million and may not be enough to handle the projected increase in inmates. Lawmakers on the committee argue it's hard to justify the spending on a new correctional facility while they're cutting social services to balance the state budget. Activist groups blame stricter parole policies for keeping more people incarcerated longer than they should be.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Several ski areas will hold their final day today as we face one of the warmest winters on record in Colorado. Ski Cooper in Leadville, Sunline Mountain in Glenwood Springs, and Holson Hill in Steamboat Springs will all close after this weekend. Powderhorn Mountain Resort near Grand Junction will hold a tentative final day today, though it could reopen next weekend, weather permitting. The tiny ski hills in Lake City, Ouray, and Gunnison never opened at all. Across the Front Range this morning, temperatures will warm up into the upper 60s. Then tonight, temperatures will lower into the 40s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 7:06.